It's 6:22 on Virgin Radio. Good morning. It's
Big Rossi's Big Pub Quiz.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Rossi has a pub quiz on a Monday night.
It was a good one last night, actually.
I watched it. I saw you were doing activities with the contestants.
Yeah, yeah, the bonus round. It was good fun. A very funny bonus round, including ladies' tights and stockings.
Awesome. Can't wait. Well, we're on the radio right now playing the reheated questions.
Yeah.
They're not new. They're reheated.
Yep.
But Pretty and I against each other. You guys can play this in your car or on the way to school or whatever you're doing right now.
Let me tell you, the current score, Pretty Malik on 6, Chris on 5.
Wow.
So well done, Pretty. Okay.
Oh, no, this is when I'm under pressure, I don't do very well. So,
welcome down to Big Rossi's Pub Quiz. My name is, of course, Big Rossi. If you want to play along here, you need to buzz in with your name. Are you ready, guys?
Ready.
No.
Don't shout any answers. If you use any mobile phone, you will be disqualified.
Wow, these rules are legit.
Question number one: which of these is an example of an oxymoron?
Okay.
Seriously funny, race car,
Chris.
Me.
There's one
Chris,
more.
Seriously funny.
Hey, he didn't say you were first.
I got him first. I said Chris first. She's already started. I clearly said Chris.
You said Chris first.
And you said me anyway.
Can I have a pen, please? Yeah. One pen.
But hold on. Was I right?
Yeah.
And not an oxymoron is the opposites of each other, right?
Yeah.
Like seriously funny.
Correct.
Get it?
Oh, right. Okay.
Rossi didn't know.
Rossi didn't know.
Right. You're fantastically bad.
Thank you.
Correct.
Number two. In which year is the UK's official Brexit date? What year?
Chris.
What year Britain leaving the EU?
2019.
Are you helping, Eddie?
Eddie's
are
from you, Kenya. Why would he even know that?
Because he knows a lot about politics.
Did I get it right?
That's correct.
Oh, my gosh.
Chris, wow. That's really
Chris
good.
Fader, I'm not dumb.
So if he gets this, he's won.
Yeah.
Number three. Yeah, hope you can get this, Chris. What term is used to describe a baby which is born feet first?
Me. Oh, I don't know.
She said me. She's in.
I thought you were going to say born early, premature, but that's not it. Feet first.
I'm so coming out.
I don't know.
We're not going to know this.
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know it either.
Breach.
You know you breached the contract. We were supposed to come out head first.
Okay. Let's move on to the next one. What's been found in Vincent van Gogh's painting, The Olive Trees? Something's been found.
Chris.
Chris is in there.
Someone holding like a mobile phone.
What? What?
No.
Okay.
I'm just going to go out on a limb here. Get it, trees. And say olives.
That's incorrect. You guys are dumb. insects.
High five,
it was an insect.
High five.
It was a grasshopper found within the painting.
Awesome. Okay, here we go. Come on, I still need to... 128-year-old
grasshopper. Let's move on to the next question.
Grasshopper.
Four. Where would you find the Sea of Tranquility?
Chris.
Yeah.
Was this a multiple choice?
Nope.
Sea of Tranquility is in Sea of Tranquility. Mars.
Oh. That's not right.
Oh.
I have no idea. Sea of Tranquility. No idea.
She doesn't know it. Moon.
Yeah, the moon is correct, but it's too late.
Damn, I knew.
Too late now.
You were laughing at me like I was going to say, like, Iceland.
Yeah?
I nearly said a country, then I remembered it was on a planet.
Well done. It's in the moon, yeah.
Is the moon
Apollo
a planet?
11 landed there, actually.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Let's move on to the next question. In which Lebanese city...
Chris will know this.
Can the Temple of Jupiter be found?
Chris. I'm going to say Byblos.
That's wrong.
Is it Tripoli?
That's wrong.
Beirut.
That's wrong. You're Lebanese, mate. Lebanese and you don't know that.
You should have known this.
This is great. I guarantee a lot of Lebanese people don't know this. What's the
answer? Yeah, you've been there.
Where is it?
You've been there.
Where? What is it?
Baalbek.
Oh, Baalbek. I said Byblos.
You've been to Baalbek with Brent Black?
I have, yep.
This
Next.
Is getting boring now. Which city did Ed Sheeran name as his favourite city in the world recently?
Chris.
Yeah.
Mumbai.
I'll give you a clue. It's in New Zealand.
So that's
Chris,
incorrect.
Wellington.
No, wait. No, he can't do it. Excuse me. He said Mumbai.
Wellington is correct.
Yes.
He said Mumbai.
I win it.
He said Mumbai first.
All right, Pretty. I'll give you one if you get
no,
this one.
That cancels. That question's out then. We'd start again.
Who did Mark Wahlberg model underwear for?
Chris.
Me.
Chris is in there.
Calvin Klein going.
Chris is in there.
Oh, I was going to say Emporio Armani. Calvin Klein.
Calvin Klein's correct.
Did I win it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Good job, Chris.
Thankfully, I got through that. There it is, 627.
That's 6-6 now.
6-6 over the last 12 weeks. 6-6 There we go. Orbit, orbit.